sometimes when my kids are having a friend over, I'll try to freak them out and embarrass my kid by saying to the friend, just before you come in, I just want you to know we have 15 pets. And, you know, freaks them out for a second. I'm like, they all happen to be fish, but but we do have 15 pets. So we have fish in our house. We have 15 fish in our house. And every morning I have a shayla. I like to have coffee in the morning before the daf yomi even. And there's a halacha that one is not supposed to eat before they feed their pets. So I wanted to discuss whether this halacha applies to having a coffee in the morning before I feed my fish. And in general, a little bit about this halacha that one is not allowed to eat before you feed the pets. The Gemara Maseches Gittin, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, tells us that Rav Huna and Rav Chista were sitting around once and they saw Gneva, a fellow's name, they saw Gneva coming by, and they said, hey, let's stand for him, he's such a big Talmud Chacham. And the other one said, nah, he's a divisive personality. Finally, Gneva shows up and he says, Shalma Aleichu Malchi, Shalma Aleichu Malchi. He refers to them as Malachim. They say to him, why do you refer to Talmud Chacham as Malachim? He gives them a Maramakum from a Pasuk. Wonderful. Then they say, Armilei Lito Marmidi. Would you like to have something to eat? So Amar Lahu, Hachi Amar Ravida Marav. Well, you know, Ravida Marav says, Asul Aladam Shiitam Klum Ad Shiitin Machal Behemtel. That a person's not allowed to eat anything until he's fed his animals. So I can't eat. Shenemar Pasuk says, V'nasati Yisub B'sar Chal Vemtecha. You give food to the animals. V'hadar, and then only afterwards it says, V'achalta V'savata. There you eat yourself. And that's the very last line of Perek HaNizak in the Maseches Gittin. So that's one place this appears in Shas. A second place it appears in Shas is, or the first place really, is Brachos Daf Mem Amral. The Gemara Brachos tells us that also, Amar Avidam Rav, Asalam Shiochal Kadam Shita Machal Behemto, Shnam Masati Yisbasal Vemtecha, V'hadar V'achalta V'savata. That same line of Rabbi Dom Rav, but in the context in Maseches Brachos is not a story of a discussion amongst Amorayim. Rather, the context is, what are you allowed to say in between washing and the Birchas Hamotzi? Meaning, what would be a hafsik, what would not be considered a hafsik? So since feeding your animal is something you need to do as a prerequisite to eating yourself, that would not be considered hafsik. It's considered tzorech hachila, that you need to talk about feeding the animal, because otherwise you're not allowed to eat yourself. Now, why is it that there is such a halacha that you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animals? There are four suggestions I'm aware of in Poskim. I saw in Rav Menashe Klein's Tshuvas, Mishnah Halachos Chelek Dalet Simon Chav Dalet Dibra Maschul Od Yesh, he says that maybe it could be based on Midrashim that we only get food in the zechus of the animals, that the animals are the ones that really Hashem is going to provide for, and maybe only in the zechus of Hashem providing them food, we get food for ourselves. So we assume about ourselves that we have very low levels of zechus, so we want to take care of the animals first. The second possibility is, and this is just the natural assumption of most poskim, is that it's tzar balei chayim, that the animals shouldn't be left without food. Sometimes a person is likely to forget to feed his animals if he eats himself, or the animal sometimes is watching the people eat and he doesn't have what to eat. So it's tzar balei chayim, causes unnecessary anguish to the animals. In Pele Yoetz, in Erech Balei Chaim, he says that, well, the animals depend on us and we depend on our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, B'midah Shad Modin Modin Lo. Meaning, the relationship we have with animals is Lahavdil, it's somewhat similar to relationships that we have with our Kodesh Baruch Hu has with us. That the animals rely on us for sustenance and we rely on our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, just like we want our Kodesh Baruch Hu to be as kind and gracious and thoughtful to us, we should do that in our relationships that we have with the animals. In Rav Shechter, in Mipnine Arav, in the Likute Torah, the Parshas, in Parshas Chayesara, says that no, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no obligation to support us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have an obligation to support the animals, because there is a concept Chazal have, Man de Yov Chayi, Yov Mizoni, that the God who gives life should give Mizonos, meaning what's the point of giving life if you're not going to sustain that life? So it's Midas Hadin that Hashem has to give the animals food because he gave them life. So what about us? Yeah, but we sinned. So yeah, Midas Hadin is that Hashem should have to give us food, but because we sin, because we do averos, we don't always deserve that the food, and therefore Midas Hadin means that we're not going to get the food. So since we only get food from Chesed, but the animals are entitled to it, Medina, we take care of that which is Minadin before we take care of that which is only Chesed. And he says that's why Rivka gave Eliezer first before she gave the camels. Normally you would think you have to give the camels first. Why did she give Eliezer first? She didn't want to say to Eliezer that I think that you're a sinner and therefore you only deserve the food with Midas HaChesed. She wanted to be done the Kavzchus, that he's a big tzaddik, and that he deserves the food with Midas HaDin. Well, if he deserves the food with Midas HaDin, then people definitely come before animals. So Ad Kan, what Rav Shechta said in the name of Rav Salvechik. In the Psak Halach in Shulchan Aruch Simkuf Samach Zayin, Seif Beis, very interestingly, Shulchan Aruch never talks explicitly about an obligation to feed animals before you feed yourself, but the Shulchan Aruch says if you wash, then you need to mention something about feeding the animals so that you can make a motzi. That's not a hefsik. That's okay. You're allowed to do that because it's a tzorech achila. So, you know, the nafka mina la halacha, the Shulchan Aruch does quote, but just the actual din, he doesn't quote anywhere that's what you're actually chayiv to do, but it's clear that he assumes that that's the halacha. Now, is this a din d'araisa, or is it a din d'rabbanan? The Magen Avraham in Reish Ha'inal Sifkat and Yudbeis says that it is a din d'araisa. However, the implication of the Rambam is that it is not a din d'araisa, that it is only a din mid'rabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, though, even though he assumes only the Midrash Rabbanan, says that you are allowed to be mafsik with feeding animals, even though he thinks it maybe not even a Midrash Rabbanan, he thinks maybe it's a Midas Chasidus that Rambam thinks, but nevertheless he thinks that it is still called Tzorech Achila, it's still called something that you need for the Seuda, that you would be allowed, you would be permitted to be mafsik by mentioning the feeding of the animals. That is the basic machlokas. Now, a few details about this halacha. If you are not home and your animals are home, it would seem, Rav Menashe Klein points out in Mishnah Halachas Chel Dalet Sim Chav Dalet, that the halacha would still apply, that you still may not eat before your animals are fed, because the story of Geneva that we read from the Gemara in Gittin was that he happened to have been walking the streets. He probably wasn't walking with all of his animals, with his entire flock, and he said, I'm sorry, I can't eat because my animals haven't been fed yet. Well, your animals aren't here. But apparently it's an issue even if the animals aren't there, even if the person is not home. Now, if you're not home and you arrange for someone to feed all your animals, you probably do not have to check in and make sure that they fed your animals before you have breakfast each morning. You could probably assume that it's now their responsibility, and now they are not allowed to eat before they feed your animals, because it's their responsibility. The Gemara in Brachos, Rav Menashe Klein in Chelek Dalet Siman Chavav, tries to bring a raya from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is Asal Adam Sheochal Kodem Sheyitein Ma'achal Behemto. Why isn't it Kodem Shetochal Behemto, before your animal eats? Why is it Sheyitein? So he says maybe it's coming to teach us Davka Sheyitein Hu Ma'achal Oz Asal Echal Kodem Sheyitein Avim Lo Yitein Hu Ma'achal Ela Acher Mutal Echal. Exactly what we just said, that if someone else is going to be in charge of feeding the animals anyway, then you're allowed to eat. It's not that you're not allowed to eat before your animals eat. It's that you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals, when it is in fact your responsibility to feed them. Rav Moshe says that if the animals are not yours, Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, Archaim Chelik Beis, Simenon Beis, that if the animals are do not belong to you, then you have no obligation to feed them. And even Midin Tsar Bali Chaim, he says, because this whole requirement is only on one's own animals. And in fact, when it comes to fish, it would seem a davar pashut that you definitely do have to feed them. I mean, if you would say that it's the animals watching you eat is painful for them, so that doesn't apply to fish. I don't think they could see what's going on in the house and that they, that they would notice or get jealous when they see you eating. But that seems to not be the din, because by Geneva, he wasn't in front of his animals, like we mentioned before, and still he wouldn't eat even though the animals weren't seeing him. So it seems that it's not really about the animal seeing you and getting jealous. It seems that it's just that you have to have that derech eretz of taking care of the animals first. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin, in Tshuva Siyavitz, says that cats and dogs don't have to be fed before you eat, because they know how to fend for themselves. So they'll be able to scrounge and find their own food, so it's not a big deal. It's not really your responsibility to feed them. It would therefore emerge that any animal that it is your responsibility to feed, like let's say you have a dog that will not be able to fend for itself, or you have fish that are in a tank, a fish tank, a fish bowl, they can't. Where are they going to find food? There is no food there unless you put it in there. So then the halacha would certainly apply. Now, what's considered eating before your animal eats? So the Gemara in Gittin says that asur sheyit'om, But the Gemara in Brachos, same Gemara, right? Except it was one word of difference. Gemara in Brachos says, Asal Adam Sheyochal. So is it Ti'ima or Achila? It's according to the same Amarav, but in Gittin it's Sheyitom, in Brachos it's Sheyochal. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rif and the Rush that all say that you're not even allowed to have a Ti'ima. However, the Taz and Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Katan Zayin says, well, I don't know, the Gemara says Asur Sheyochal. It doesn't say Asur Sheyitom, which is very interesting that the Taz says that. It's like he missed the other Gemara. He says, you know, the Girs in the Gemara in Brachos is Asur Sheyochal. So that makes it sound like Ti'ima would be permissible. It could be that the reason the Taz ignores the Gemara in Gittin is Shvus Yaakov suggests and then rejects the possibility. The reason the Taz ignores the Gemara in Gittin is whenever you have the same Gemara in two places in Shas and there are slight variations or slight differences, the more authoritative one is the one where that Masechta is actually discussing that topic, where it's really, you know, that's really the right place for it. This is not a Gittin topic. This is very clearly a Brachos topic. So the Gemara in Brachos is going to be the more authoritative one. Shvus Yaakov and Chel Gimel, Simon Yud Gimel, doesn't like that explanation because he thinks the Taz should have mentioned that. He thought that maybe the reason the Gemara in Gittin says Ti'ima in the way the Taz understands it is that since they offered Gneva Lito Marmidi, why aren't you towing something? And he says, no, Asr Sheyitom, Kodim Sheach Lebemto. But he really meant Asr Sheyochel before the animal. He just was responding in the same Lashon that they had mentioned to him. Rav Moshe, Dibras Moshe, Gittin, Simon Yud, Anaf Beis, says that eating before animals is Doraisa, but tasting is only Mimidus Chasidus. So he's Mechalik between Achila versus Ti'ima in terms of what's Doraisa, what's Mimidus Chasidus. What about drinking? So Magen Avraham, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sivkan Yud Ches says that you can drink before your animals based on Rivka. Rivka gave Eliezer first and then gave to the Gemalim. So you see that you're allowed to give to drink before the animals. The Ksav Sofer and the Chuvan Orchaim Simlan Bey says, no, Eliezer took first because Rivka poured it directly in his mouth. So he never made a kinyan on it. But had he picked it up and made a kinyan on it himself, then Enochinami, he would have had to give it to his camels first. In Hartzvi, Chel Galv Simon Sadi, Rati Pesach Frank suggests a couple of reasons why maybe it should not apply to drinking, that maybe the whole concern is that we're afraid you can get so caught up in your meal that you're going to forget to feed your animals. That doesn't apply to drinking. You're not going to get so caught up in your drinking that you're going to forget to feed your animals. Maybe it doesn't cause maybe there's so much tsar when you're thirsty, much more so than when you're hungry. So maybe we view that as a greater shasat chak for yourself. Okay, so there's what to discuss about each of those reasons. Are there any exceptions to this rule? So in Chuvas Hartzvi, Chel Galv Simon Sadi, he says, the raya is from camels. It's from, meaning we discussed this in the context of Gamla Gamalacha Ashkeh, that of Rivka, so it must clearly apply to non-kosher animals as well. This is all to argue on Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who thinks that it does not apply to Behemoth Tameya, that by a non-kosher animal, you wouldn't have this din. In Chuvas Mishnah Alachos, in a couple of places, Rabbi Menashe and Chel Dal Sim Chav Dal and Chel Zayin Sim Mem, Rabbi Menashe Klein suggests that even if what you're sitting down to is a Sudas Mitzvah, you're supposed to feed animals first. You might think, well, Sudas Mitzvah, and that means my Achila, takes on a whole new level of importance. We said, no, the Halacha would still apply. It's interesting, does this Halacha apply to children? Do you also have an obligation to feed your children before you feed yourself? You would think, if I have to feed the dog before I feed myself, I should have to feed the children. You tell this to dog owners, they don't understand the Kal V'chomer. They don't. What do you mean? The dog is. But okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim Perek Tes Halacha Ches says that it's a midas chasidus to give avadim to eat before you eat yourself. So it seems that the Rambam is willing to apply this on some level to human beings as well. Kas Mishnah says that the source is based on Gemara and Ksuba Samach Aleph, that about Eliyahu would visit a guy who fed his slaves and his behemos before he ate himself. Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva Nigus Moshe Archaim Chalik Beis Simenun Beis that it really depends if the kids are capable of feeding themselves. That if kids cannot feed themselves, they can't take care of themselves, so then the Kal V'chomer mi behemos. Of course you have to feed them before you. But if the kid knows how to feed themselves, they can take care of themselves. So then Adrabba, teach a kid some respect, that they should let the adult take first, and then they'll take for themselves. It's not really your responsibility, your achrayus, to feed them. And the final issue is, should we have pets in the first place? Meaning, which is a much broader discussion, but In the Sefer Chasidim HaChadosh, written by the nephew of the Rosh, he says that a person should dafka have a pet so that he can fulfill this din. How else are you going to fulfill this din unless you have a pet? In fact, in Mipnine Arav, Rav Shechter writes that Rav Chaim used to be makvid to always feed a cat every day before breakfast. And he went one day, he couldn't find the cat. I don't know if he owned the cat, it was probably a stray. But one day he couldn't find the cat and he wouldn't eat. Because of the use of eating before feeding the animals. In Kava Yasher and Palayowit, they quote the story from the Arizal of somebody who suffered terribly for not feeding animals first, and therefore there are a number of poskim that suggest, I'm told, although I didn't see it inside, that Rav Avadia holds, much better not to own any pets, because it's causing a nisayon that you don't need. Who needs that nisayon of having to suffer from doing this Avera? Better not to have any pets, then you won't have the issue in the first place. So I guess it's a matter of how confident you are that you're going to be able to fulfill the halacha, whether it's a better idea to have a pet or a better idea not to have a pet.